Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Fish and Wally Show. My name is Terry Sachs. Fish and Wally are out to dinner, actually, celebrating their anniversary, their one-year anniversary of doing this show. They're out there, living it up, having a good night, getting themselves some dinner at a nice, fancy French place. That's a lie. It is a lie. I can see they actually just went downstairs and got some pot pies, put them in the microwave. But you know what? They're fancy pot pies. It's Marie Callender's. Anyway, they're out to a fancy French dinner, so I'll be your host tonight. We're just going to do some news, and we have a few special guests later on. But first, it is Monday, so now let's do Hear News. Hello. All right, back to me. I never really left. Hopefully you might not have. Today, a new reality TV show was taped for about five robots to put out and discover the real world on their own. Turned out they just sat and watched the reality show E. And they're all retarded, which forced the Discovery Channel to cancel the show. Honey Boo Boo, however, still going strong. An unruly passenger on a flight was detained by female flight attendants. They used their bras and some crazy glue to hold him in the back row. Now, I'm sorry. That sounds awesome. That's what I try to pay $64 for on my flight, but they keep giving me more leg room. I have to be unruly? That works. You know what? I'm sorry. There's so many things that you could use instead of a bra to detain someone. Like, that. They went immediately for the bra? Like, didn't they try, like, seatbelts? Or someone has a belt? They went straight for the bra. Ballsy. I like it. Go, girl. Teens in Mexico and some third world countries are now using Facebook to reconnect with their fathers that abandoned them at birth. And also, 500 black dudes from Jamaica Plains are pissed. A new biography book from Cat, forwarded by his owner, tells the story of his survival experience in a 90-foot tree for 18 days. He's reported to say, that shit cray. Which is weird, because he's not Spanish. So let's talk a little bit. We're going to do some history. What happened today in history? W.K. Dixon received a patent for motion picture film. Thanks to the porn, buddy. The Army has developed their first device with a self-destruct mode called a hand grenade. Yes. Also today, in 1953, President Truman announces the development of the hydrogen bomb. Excellent. Also today, in 1952, the hydrogen bomb was tested. Interesting. Yes, I read that correctly, ladies and gentlemen. 1914, the first steamboat through the Panama Canal. Shortly after, the first shipment of marijuana back through the Panama Canal. In 1944, the U.S. Air Force announces the first jet fighter, the Era Comet. The next day, they renamed it the Era Kumquat because it was a stealth fighter, and they figured if it says Kumquat on it, no one's even going to suspect it of doing anything Army-y. Now, let's see. Let's do some today's birthdays in history. Vincent Gardenia, Nicolas Cage, and Doug E. Doug. And if anyone knows who either of those three people are, call into the station and tell me, because I'm a little lost. Dustin Diamond had a birthday today. Also, the half birthday, the exact half birthday, the first time he ate a butthole on film. Rihanna turns 30 today. Sorry, girls. And my friend Tommy Cook from third grade. Now, I only remember because he got pantsed one day and he had green briefs on. And that's what happened to Tommy Cook. on his 8th birthday. Wow, happy birthday, Tommy. Way to go, buddy. And now, for a very special section, let me bring on Brett Chapuis. Brett Chapuis for a 3-minute rant. Now, we're going to take a call right now. Any subject in the world.
Ring, ring.
Batman, go.
The Dark Knight Rises, The Dark Knight Falls. Are you fucking kidding me? That's the kind of movie that's going to win the Oscar? That's the kind of movie that's the biggest deal this year, last year, any year? Let's not even talk about Dark Knight. We'll stick with Falls. Like, seriously? The Batwing on top of the roof the entire time? I mean, these guys know where secret fortresses are, secret identities, but they can't find a huge, totally awesome plane on helicopter, whatever the hell it is, on top of Wayne Tower, the man they know to be Batman. Apparently a see-through tarp is enough for Bane. It's not just like a mouth thing. He's got an eye problem, too. It's like a stigmatism that he got from being in the sand. I don't know. I don't know that we can keep watching films like this and stay smart for any period of time as a society. This is the kind of stuff that we're going to tell our children to believe in. This is the kind of, like, hero we want. Some guy who lies about his identity all the time, gets people hurt that he claims to want to protect, and, God, it sounds like the American government, actually. This totally makes sense. This is our movie. This is the movie of our country. Batman falls. Fiscal cliff. America falls. It's all pissy. Pissy.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chapuis. I appreciate it. Wow. Excellent. And now, I'm going to turn it on back to Fish and Wally. This has been the news. That's the fade out for
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
So where did you guys go for your anniversary dinner?
Oh, well, Terry, welcome. I didn't know you were doing our show. What an awkward moment.
Oh. Well, I just kind of hacked in. I thought that was, like, I just actually got a lesson on hacking, and I figured I'd try it on, like, something that would be okay. This is, okay.
This is like
okay,
walking
right?
in the parents when they're having sex. This is weird. Awkward.
Awkward.
I know. Every time I did it, it just got weirder and weirder.
And it's doggy style, so it's even more awkward.
Wait, like, you mean the way I walked in their room?
No, like watching your parents having sex.
Oh, and they're doing it doggy? Oh,
yeah.
That's...
Like, if they were doing missionary, you know, it would go away, the image, in about 2 years. But doggy style, that's going to haunt me forever.
You know, I think I was kind of lucky because both my parents had really bad backs, so they couldn't do anything too crazy.
Hey, you are a lucky man.
That's right.
I always figured they were just moaning underneath the covers, like, out of back pain. But it could have been an orgasm. It could have been, like, a spinal fibrillation. We don't know.
Well, you know, our condolences.
Yes.
And congratulations.
But I still have both my parents. So, but I'll take both of those and combine it into a non-compliment. I appreciate that. So,
thank you for having us on your show.
You know what? It's been my pleasure. My divine pleasure.
You are a gentleman and a scholar.
Yes. It's always great to have you here.
At times I can be one, rarely the other.
You're the best substitute teacher ever.
Really? I don't know. I don't think so. I think I just let them run around. But
I blow my whistle
and they all had to sit down.
Let's let the crowd know. Where are you? By the way, there is no crowd.
I'm in Salt Lake City, Utah right now, sitting in the desk of my good friend Brett Chapuis.
He sounds like a good friend.
He is.
Are you doing any stand-up shows over there?
Out in Utah, there's an open mic at my favorite club here, the Trolley Square Wise Guys, which I'm going to tomorrow. Very excited, looking forward to it.
you're kind of breaking up here, Terry.
Oh, I'm just looking forward to my appearance tomorrow night at the Trolley Square Wise Guys.
Okay. What kind of phone service are you using?
this turned into the Inquisition now.
Are you using MCI?
It's called Globocall. I thought it was the one that everyone Globocall.
Does that exist, or are you just making that up?
Well, I just made it up.
Okay.
I'm not really sure. the thing is, I stole this phone earlier today, so I don't know what carrier they have. And it's an iPhone, so it could be anything.
And you know what? You just saved yourself, too. You just saved some money because you're not spending. You didn't buy the minutes, so it's perfect.
Tis the season, right?
To take it, yeah.
To take someone's phone and then make it your own.
Exactly. Well, good for you.
Isn't that a thing?
Did you check any pictures? Did you check, like, the logs and stuff? Or did you find anything interesting?
Oh, I found some craziness. I saw some masturbating videos. Actually, it turns out it was the phone of a good friend of mine. And I haven't yet told him about it, but I think I'm just going to hold on to this.
Why? For personal
Every now and then I'll just send him a dick pic, but it'll be his dick. And he'll be like, what? How is this happening?
Yeah, he'll be shocked. He'll be like, wow, your dude looks just like mine. He'll be thinking that every time he goes out with you. Like, dude, Terry and I have the same dick.
That's a great, like, pickup line at a bar. Like, you know, me and him, we have the same dick. So when he's
only
tired,
a great pickup line
I
if you want to Eiffel Tower every girl.
Oh, yes, definitely.
It would be good if you meet twins, a bunch of, two twins girls. Not three.
Oh.
Two twins, like two sets of twins?
Two sets of twins.
So four twins.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
four
wow.
Four people.
Four people plus the two guys with the same penis.
Yes.
So twin talk and twin twins.
Sounds like
That's
a
great. Handful. That, do you say it sounds like a handful?
A handful, yes.
Handful.
Yeah.
Hand, because there's five fingers, so I thought something with five.
That sounds like 60 fingers of craziness.
Well, you're creative.
Wandering fingers?
You are creative, Terry.
What, because I have wandering fingers?
Yeah, well, 60 fingers, too. I don't know where this is going.
I bet there could be a time when all 60 fingers were on one person.
I wonder when one of us is going to give up. We're still...
No, it's like a heavyweight bout. It's like, who's cheating first? It's a tie.
Oh, man, I love it. Well, yeah.
Wait, so really, where did you guys go for dinner?
We went to Taco Bell.
Yeah.
You said you were going to a French place.
Yeah, well, it's
Le Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Oh, Bella. I've heard of that. It just opened up.
Yep. In the little France.
That's where you get the frog leg burritos, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Delicious.
It'd be a lot better if they deboned the frog legs before they put them in the burrito. It just ruins the whole experience, honestly.
It does.
True, and you get a side of shame with it too. So it's not too bad. Good deal.
Shame.
Yeah. Shameful.
No one likes to be known as a frog killer.
That's right.
But yeah, it's our anniversary show. And we're glad to be here.
We're glad to be here. Very nice tonight.
Yeah, can you believe it, Terry? 1 year. Holy shit.
1 year. Congratulations.
Jeez, man. It's longer than any woman.
Do you guys remember your 1 year anniversary of masturbating? Like when you had just turned like 13 and you're like, yeah, a year ago today, I like did it right for the first time. You know what I'm saying?
It's hard because there's so many numbers in my head when it comes to masturbating.
While you're masturbating, you have numbers in your head?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm like a Rain Man and masturbating. Oh, my God. I stroked 252 times. I
52 women I thought about, 52 magazines, 37 pictures, page number 47, I love that girl named Rebecca Stein.
Rebecca Stein.
All these
oh,
things.
Yeah, definitely going to come. Going to come. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, all these numbers just came into my head, so it's tough to pinpoint it. But I guess it must have been a good one, or a quick one, too. What about yours?
My 1 year masturbating anniversary?
Yeah.
I did it right, man. I did it right. I bought myself a cake. I ate most of it. I had sex with the other half. But it was a cold cake. That was before I knew like how great things could be with hot stuff. So I got into this phase where I was like doing cold things all the time. You know, like masturbating with an ice pack. You know,
how about
and then like my brother would come home from football practice and use the ice pack, and I would snicker.
That's kind of challenging too.
Well, the first couple times it was really weird because I had to, you know, like, of course you got to try the, it sticks to the ice pack, and so you really have to wait until it thaws out all the way. Like you can't just get in there really quickly.
Or just keep going fast. Like the friction helps it to defrost from the penis to the ice bag.
You always got to use baby oil. Always. That's one thing I'll never forget.
Baby
always
oil.
Always baby oil.
You got to have the baby oil all the time.
I'm talking about the cake, too.
Baby oil on the cake?
No, baby oil if you're going to have sex with a cake.
Oh, okay.
Lube with baby oil.
Okay.
Never put baby oil in a cake. That's insane. Unless you're going to put your baby oil-covered penis in the cake. Then put baby oil in the cake.
Do you think you should write a book on masturbating cakes?
I definitely don't think I should. I could probably.
Sex with Food by Terry Sachs.
From pastries to fine meats, let me be your guide.
No deli is safe.
Yeah, I'll buy that book.
You already have, like, my manuscript. It's all those cock pictures I keep sending you.
Oh, that's awesome. When are you doing stand up again? Your next show? It's
I'm doing part of a charity show raising money for the Wounded Warrior Project on the 17th of this month at Nick's Comedy Stop in downtown Boston.
What's the time?
The show is at 8:30.
Okay.
It's at Nick's Comedy Stop on Warrington.
February.
If you bring a student ID, it's less money to get in.
Even my expired student ID?
Right.
You know, I bet you could. I'm not going to say this on the radio or anything, but I'm sure that'd be fine.
Yeah.
I bet you could get away with it. Not to incriminate myself or
just
anything.
Just don't say it on the radio.
Yeah, we're not live.
I won't say it on the radio, for sure.
Or a podcast.
Or nothing that's like, you guys don't have any recording devices there, do you?
No, I don't think
just
so.
Video,
okay, good.
Camera.
All right.
Hidden.
Woo!
Okay, yeah, you're good.
Good job, man. Good job.
You're safe.
Because if the FBI finds out where I am, they'll be like, oh, we still don't give a shit. Even though I write them letters every week, like, investigate me. I want to see my file. You know?
Oh, we should do that. I wonder if they have fan mail.
Fan mail?
Who, the FBI?
Yeah.
I love your show on Fox. It's so good.
Oh, man. Well, thanks for stopping by, man. Thanks for, we were running late. So, of course, Terry had to come to the rescue. And he's an awesome dude. Not only just a
debatable
dude, but a great man.
Oh, great man for sure, for sure.
Yeah, dude, I don't know, but definitely a great man. Do you concur, Fish?
He's definitely a great man. Do you concur, Wally?
I concur.
I'm kind of a douchey dude, but a great man for sure.
And he's got a great email address.
The best email address ever. That's right. So if you guys want to get in contact with him, if you want to book a show or tell him a funny story, whatever.
Yeah, why don't you tell them the email address? That's right. I'm just going to leave it as a mystery. How about if you email Terry?
I'm hating on Terry.
Yes.
Yeah, it's blah, 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 blah. It's not gay porn at yahoo.com.
It's not.
It is not gay porn.
Not.
Yahoo.com.
Well, it is not. It's not in it. The email is not gay porn at yahoo.com.
Not gay porn.
Yeah, not, it is not, to confuse the audience.
Also, if people just search up gay porn at yahoo.com, they will not find anything.
Really?
Well, they will not find anything that I have anything to do with. Certainly, I'm not posted on, like, the first 10 sites. Don't. Nothing? What are you guys talking about? What did you have for dinner?
Taco Bell.
Oh, the Taco Bell.
French Taco Bells. It was delicious. It was candy, too. We had some candy.
French candy?
Yeah.
You deserve to have candy on anniversaries.
You got to. You know, you got to have dessert.
It's like one of those candy wreaths that you get, like, at Christmas, and it's really disgusting candy.
Ugh, I hate those.
Like the ribbon candy.
Yeah, it's really disgusting candy.
You mean taffy?
No, that's not even candy. That's not even real. That was passed down by centuries into, like, the Bible and then
Amish people, I think.
Amish make it.
Wait, you're saying that taffy is not real? That the Amish make taffy?
Correct, along with the stoves.
So stoves and taffy don't exist other than unto Uden?
Correct.
What?
Yeah.
Nice.
Hey,
can I read you guys a quick Facebook post?
Yeah, please.
All right. So I'm just gonna let you follow a Facebook post that I sent out last week, and then I'm just gonna read for all the characters involved here. Terry Sachs, great show tonight at Nick's. Thanks for coming out, everyone. I'll be sure to remember you when I'm throwing bologna at hoes with the president, just because we can. Jacob Lee says, you rock so hard. Terry Sachs, like a quarry. Terry Sachs, bro, you have a show next weekend? ? Jacob Lee, no, just doing shows this weekend. Katie O'Connell, Terry Sachs, I missed it again, but I have tickets at a show at Nick's Saturday night. Know anything about this event? Terry Sachs, I only know it will undoubtedly be awesome. Oliver J. Perry, I'm fucked.
It's a great
goddamn
name.
Civilian jobs. They say one thing and act another. Fuck them. I got hired from 3 different jobs, Red Rock, LG Resources, and Fairway Pub and Grill. Red Rock promised full-time hours pay. LG Resources offered $8.75, and Fairway Pub is paying me $5 fucking dollars an hour. I'm ready to kill. I'm a line cook, and yes, it's a skill, fast-paced job. These fucking bastards, Danny and Rochelle from Red Rock, Jason from LG, and Sean from Fairway Pub, wow. These people lie to your face during an interview, like you aren't even in existence, and have a right to what you adamantly asked for. Me stating that I have bills and can't survive until I get what they hire me for. I have filed DWS stating how Danielle's and Danny lies, Rochelle doesn't care, LG luckily didn't make me go back to a factory of allergens that made me very sick for 2 days. And I still don't even know if the assholes, that's A-Z-Z-W-O-L-E-S, assholes at Fairway are going to pay me. My roommate slash homeowner is kind of a know-it-all who just needs more money. I don't know what to say other than, can anyone help me out?
801-759-2878. This sounds like a reality TV show.
It really does.
What the fuck?
Wow.
To which I replied, Oliver, I'll call you tomorrow and we can figure it out. Just chillax for the night. Later, my brigga. See what I did there? I combined bro and nigga.
Yeah, you're very creative. Creating words.
Creating numbers.
I've been drinking since 2 p.m.
Yeah, you have. You've been texting me since like 1 a.m.
Yeah, I know.
Very excited about this show. Terry, I forgot to tell you about my reality show idea.
Oh, please.
Yeah, it's going to be a cartoon reality show, but it's going to be about these 5 robots that are subjected to 1,000 hours of MTV and reality TV. And when they come out of it, they're all half retarded and they actually take on the form of some of the characters. What do you think? Think it'll sell?
Yes, I do. I think that's brilliant.
All right, thank you.
I really do. I'm in love with that.
We're going to sell it to Discovery Channel.
That's verbally copyrighted, by the way, again.
Again, by us.
By us.
I think that's exactly what Discovery Channel wants. Hold on. Let me try that again. No, I think that's exactly what the Discovery Channel wants. Okay, hold on. Okay, give me a sec. Good job, guys. Great. I think that is actually exactly what the Discovery Channel wants.
That's
something of that caliber, that grace.
I was hoping for
Set that forth.
Nick Jr.
Right.
It only took 3 tries for a compliment. Thank you.
That's true. Good job. Congrats. Hey,
it was all the same. So I really gave you the compliment 3 times. Just one of the times I pretended it wasn't funny. I kid. I love you guys.
We love you, man. So thanks for everything, bro. We appreciate it.
Yeah. No worries, man.
Stay STD safe. Clean.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, just
like
wash
that,
your hands
then
after.
Oh. Well, yeah, me and my 60-finger orgies. You bet I wash my hands.
60-finger. Oh, man, you are a class act. Or at least a act.
All right, well, I'll see you briggas when I get back to Boston, man.
All right.
Sounds good, buddy.
All right, sir.
And sure, catch on your we'll try to catch on your show, too.
I'm going to catch on your show.
Do it. 17th. The 17th of January, 8:30 p.m., brother.
There you go.
Nick's Comedy Stop.
I'll see you guys there.
All right.
Buddy.
Thanks again.
All right.
Take care.
Good later. We had a caller in there, too. I don't know what happened to him. A 702 number. I don't know. Maybe it was the wrong number.
People aren't patient.
Yeah, I know. They want to be on the air now. It's like a...
No. Fuck you, man.
Why? You always hate our listeners.
I do it only because I love them.
A love-hate relationship with a lot
Think
of
about
people.
It. It's like being in front of a hot girl. You don't googly-eyes her. You just... Fuck you. Whatever. And then she likes you, and then...
It's kind of like punching the guy the first day of school.
I never punched the guy. Oh, yeah, I did.
That's actually right, because you punch girls.
That's right.
Your first day of school.
Well, transsexuals. Trannies. I punched trannies.
You went to school with trannies?
Did they have them? Oh, yeah, dude.
Did they have those in the 80s?
90s. Who do you think I am? 80s flower child?
Yes.
70s.
I figured your first day of school was kindergarten, probably the 80s. Late 80s. And you punched a tranny then?
If I knew it was going to be a tranny, yes.
What do you think? Welcome to the Fish and Wally Show. What do you think? Did Wally punch a tranny when he was in kindergarten?
Probably.
Definitely. Hi, who is...
By the way, tell him thanks, asshole. There's no fuck you to me. I didn't feel like waiting on the phone forever.
He likes to piss off people. That's his job.
I know it's his thing, and that's all good and well.
I'm glad I have haters.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you.
How's everything?
Well, how are you?
Good. Where are you calling from?
Calling from Virginia.
Ooh, Dave Grohl's state.
Did you grow up with Dave Grohl?
Absolutely.
Have you ever met him?
No.
You should.
Should know who this is, by the way, but keep going. You punch trannies?
Yes, I punch trannies.
Do you? When did you start that? Is it a hobby or is it just something you do here and there?
I don't know. It's something I do here and there.
It seems like it'd be a hobby for you.
No, it's not a hobby.
Really?
That's not what I'm getting from this conversation. I think it is a hobby for him.
I think it is. See? We're on the same page.
Yeah, I gotcha. You know.
He's just violent. That's all right, though.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I know.
He has violent tendencies. And, you know, I have to lock my door at night because he gets so violent. It makes me cry, to tell you the truth.
It might be jealousy.
Maybe.
I'm jealous of fish. Well, yeah. I guess I am jealous of fish. She's white.
Oh, absolutely.
He's a majority. Everyone's got to be jealous of a majority.
No, that's not the majority anymore. Whites are actually becoming the minority because so many people are mixing.
That's not true. Not until 2050.
It is true.
To 2050. Not yet 2050, is it?
Well, from everyone I've been hanging out with, I'm always the minority. So either way, he'll be all right.
I'm with you. I'm a minority in this city. Definitely.
Yeah. So there you go, Wally.
There you go, Wally.
There you go, Wally.
There you go, Wally. So, caller, can you believe that we've actually been on the air for a year?
Yeah, absolutely. Happy anniversary, you guys.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thanks for being a part
of the
anniversary show.
Oh, I do what I can.
And what are you up to tonight?
Well, I'm listening to you guys.
Yeah, you are. We're actually, now you're talking to us. So this is actually even greater.
I'm the luckiest lady ever right now.
Yes, you are.
You're a lady?
Please say you're a lady or else he's going to punch you because he punched
you.
Well,
first of all,
we
don't know. I mean, they're, you know, everything's all computerized nowadays. Everything's digital.
I'm quite the lady.
It's voice into women's. We don't know what's happening. So we don't. Don't judge either, so that's why we have
okay,
to
well, yes, I'm a lady.
Okay. Well, nice to meet you, lady.
Nice to meet you too, Wally.
I'm guessing you two know each other.
No, I've never met her in my life.
That's cool.
Yeah, never formally met, technically. Formally, yeah. Anyway.
Wow, this is one of those weird, like, encounter.
It is. But I'm just calling in to say happy anniversary, and I was going to talk, and I was going to ask Terry if that's the most awkward Facebook post he's gotten. That's why I was calling in when y'all were talking to him.
Oh, see, I didn't feel like interrupting Terry. If he's listening, he can call back. But, you know, he likes to.
That's what it was about. So when y'all had hung up with him, I was like, well, shit. There was my question. Bye.
I'm sure he'll be back in the air sometime.
Yep.
Well, I sure hope so.
We can float that question out in cyberspace, and we can have that answered in cyberspace.
Cool. And I would like to ask you guys as well, since it's your anniversary, what's the most awkward Facebook post or response you received that you can remember?
Hello.
That was it?
That was very awkward for me.
Okay, sure.
The most awkward Facebook post. I don't think I've actually had. I don't spend a lot of time on Facebook.
Yeah, me neither.
Okay.
I post stuff, but I don't look through Facebook.
Right.
You know how some people are like, oh, you must love Facebook because you're on it all the time. I'm not. I post it. It takes 3 seconds to post something, and then you leave.
Yeah.
And say if you do 5 posts a day, which I don't, but if you do.
You're addicted.
That's 20 seconds of 24 hours. So really,
that's
not
true.
It's a long
that
time.
Is still a lot, that is a lot of time to be on Facebook just
I
doing
really
something
don't.
To tell people about your life.
But Twitter, I love Twitter.
I fucking hate
Twitter.
I don't. I won't even get a Twitter account. I won't do it.
That's safer than Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Way safer.
Well, I don't even go on Facebook like that. So.
First of all,
it's like Facebook with a condom on is Twitter.
We must have the same minds, bro.
High five. Boom.
I was just going to say, Facebook is like going bare. Twitter is with a condom. Because whatever you say on Facebook. Because look, whatever you say on Facebook, whatever you say on Facebook is dangerous. The government can take it. People will take it as a real thing. And you can get into trouble. It's the same thing as not using a condom. And you get into trouble.
Yeah,
you have a pregnant lady. On Twitter, it's all protected. You don't, you know, you know strangers or whatever, and nothing happens to you. You're safe.
All right, and how about you treat Facebook and sex the same and just watch what the fuck you're doing and don't make a mistake?
That's a good question, but I don't give a shit. I guess
Exactly. Hey,
okay,
do you mind
and if you don't give a shit, it doesn't matter if the government gets it anyway because you chose to do a radio show that's recorded. So either way, anything you say on here, if the government wants it, they can get it.
That's true. All right. Do you mind if we put you on hold for 1 second?
Or
go
actually
for it.
Merge another caller into this?
Yes.
Hi.
Yeah.
Calling from the 617 area code. How are you? Who is this?
Hello. I wanted to call in because I'm very upset about the punching tranny discussion you just had.
Yes.
I don't think it's acceptable.
I don't either. I think Wally is an absolute jerk, and he needs to be executed on sight.
I absolutely agree. I mean, what if I were to go up to Wally and say, hey, Wally, what if I kicked your mother in the balls? I don't think you would like it.
I don't care because my mom died 10 years ago, but thank you. You would have to dig 6 feet under and then kick her balls, and that'd be tough.
Well, what if I kicked your vagina then, Wally?
Well, I would get an orgasm, so thank you very much.
Ooh, nice.
Oh.
So who is this tranny hunter? I mean, saver. Walt is the tranny hunter, but who's the tranny saver?
My name's Bridget.
That's a great tranny name.
Excuse me?
That's a great
name. Did you call me a tranny?
No, I said it's a great name.
You said it's a great tranny name. See, right now...
You absolutely said it was a great tranny name.
You've insulted.
How dare you? How dare you make these assumptions of me?
Well, Miss Ma'am, I'm sorry, Mr.
Mr. Ma'am?
Mr. Ma'am, I apologize. And it's
I
not
accept
like,
your apology.
It's not like I hate on trannies. I don't. It was just punching them.
No, you just
all.
Punch them, right? Right.
Yeah, I punch fish all the time.
No, you don't.
In my head.
You mentally punch me.
I mentally punch you all the time. Don't take offense of it.
Definitely.
I love everyone, every man and woman and in between, even kids.
So you love kids?
Oh.
Absolutely.
So
but,
do you love everyone, Wally?
How much do I what?
Are you willing to love everyone?
Wait, is this like, are you trying to turn me on? Well, I don't know what you're doing.
I could have asked the same about your speaking earlier.
I'm confused.
I think this is beat up on Wally now. Who else wants to join
yeah,
this?
This is not our anniversary show. This is beat up on Wally. You know?
I love it.
Right.
Fantastic. 347-884-9731. Pour it on. Let's go.
No, no.
Now it's like two against one. I'm just the moderator in this one.
Oh,
I'll ring
God.
The bell.
I had champagne ready for us, and we're not even celebrating.
Yeah.
I'm getting murdered here.
The world, Wally.
Make a toast before you get toasted.
Roasted. This should be a Wally roast.
Pretty much is.
Maybe roasted. This is what it's turned into.
No, not yet.
You know what? I don't know if you two know that last year about this time, Walter stood me up on the very first show.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
Oh,
it,
Wally,
it,
no.
It wasn't a. I didn't stand him up. Stood him up.
Stood me.
English is so tough.
You're
fucking
not used to standing people up,
serious.
Are you?
No. What happened was that I think I was running late from work or something, and but you went on, and that's it.
No, that's not how the story goes.
What's your side?
My side of the story.
Can we play back that, like, 2 minutes of that?
I don't think we can.
Okay, because that would be
evidence.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, continue. What was your side of the story?
My side of the story is you said, fuck you. I don't want to do a show with you unless you pay me.
Okay. Yeah, right. I didn't say that. I'm like, okay. Like.
And then he verbally abused me for like 5 minutes, and then he just went on, and my pride was all hurt, and I went on anyways. And
yeah.
Talked about nothing. It was 15, like 11 minutes.
15 minutes of a deer
wow.
on the head like.
What an
cool.
ass.
Right?
I wasn't on this lady thing. Lady men's. Wasn't on purpose.
All right, everybody. I have to go, but Wally, I'll be in touch, okay?
Will you? I don't even know who you are.
Toodles.
Toodles. You can follow us on Twitter. Christian Wally Show. Thank you very much for calling in.
All right. So you've upset a tranny and some other lady that we don't know, but Terry knows. So that's two.
You know,
all right. Any other groups
that
you want to insult
Terry
tonight?
Terry knows. I don't know Terry.
You don't know Terry?
No.
You know, see, I'm confused. So do you know Wally or do you know Terry?
I've met Wally.
I thought you said you never met him.
She says she. I think she wants to meet me.
Oh.
No.
Again,
I've,
back to the
I've
chance.
I said
count.
Hello once.
Yeah, she said hello. I guess.
Where in the train?
I guess.
No. I don't.
So we're not gonna get a
don't worry
anyway.
About it.
I just have a question for Terry.
Okay. Well, we'll text Terry. See what he said. What's the question?
But yeah, find out. No, really? So much for listening on a radio show.
No, you said what's the most awkward.
Just text
him.
We're on a radio
fish.
Show. I mean, we don't actually talk. We just text actually behind the scenes.
What's the most awkward Facebook question? Pretty
much. See, yeah, ask him if he's gotten anything worse than that guy telling his horrible life story. Because I have no idea where the hell that came from.
Well,
that was
I'll tell
terrible.
You what, we'll try to open up to phone calls right before we end up the show. How about that? And
all
then
right.
We'll,
wonderful.
We'll try to get you on.
All right. Appreciate it.
Sounds good. Well, thank you so much for calling in. We'll call you right back when Terry calls in or tries to.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
All
right. So, yeah, let's do this. Happy anniversary, Fish.
Happy anniversary, man.
We have an hour to get to this point. But.
Right. That's actually, we have 18 minutes left of the live show. I told you we should have gone 120. You popping the champagne?
Yes. Boom.
Hey!
Pretty loud.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Happy one-year show.
Oh, shit, it's going to overflow.
Oh, that's good. That's you want a glass? You actually want to...
That's
you
more head.
Have some of this? I tried. Yeah. Tried some more head.
All right, yeah, so it's 1 year, buddy.
Yeah, man.
It's crazy, huh? Time fucking flies.
It does. You giving me more?
Oh, yeah. That's good. Do you not want more?
That's good of you.
We got to save some for the producers downstairs.
That's right, in the truck, because we're going satellite tonight. We're live via satellite in Afghanistan.
That's right. Hey.
So Wally,
you know what? We always interview people on the show. Like we always have someone. We have amazing guests. You know, musicians, models, actors, actresses, comedians. But how about we interview each other? You know, we've never done that, and we probably don't know as much as we think we do about each other.
I'm game.
Okay. I'm going to
look you in the eye.
I'm going
to look away.
I'm going to interview you. I'm going to ask you.
Okay, I think I'm ready.
You sure? I'm not.
Okay.
But
just wait for mine.
I'll go with it. You go first.
No, you go first, because mine's a follow-up. I don't even know what you're going to ask me.
I really don't know what I'm going to ask you.
It could be quick. It can be one question. That works.
Well, did you ever think you would have your own radio show?
First
of all, also second question is, when are you going to have your own radio show? Because you
next question. Oh, this is a question from last year.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll step back into last year. I always wanted my own radio show because I forget the question.
No, first of all, it was, have you ever thought you would have one? Not.
Wait, you're asking the questions.
Yeah, that's what I asked you.
Okay.
Ask you. That's what
ask
you, yo.
I always wanted to be on radio. I actually wanted to go to that that radio school over in, what the hell town is that? Is it Lexington or Concord or one of those?
Virginia.
Yeah. You know, close to Massachusetts, Virginia. And I don't know, I just never got around to going to that school. But I just wanted to do it anyway. I always had a dream to be on radio.
You have a great voice for the radio.
Why, thank you.
I just have a drunken voice for the radio.
You do.
Which is awesome.
And you have a drunken face for radio, too.
Thanks. It's very sweet of you, Fish.
Yes, I am sweet.
Now, do you think this radio show can be on Broadway, you think? Like, it could become a radio Broadway show?
Yes, I believe this show can become a Broadway musical set to verbal music. Kind of like Green Day did their American Idiot, we could definitely do the Fish and Wally Broadway show. It has its ups and downs.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm game.
All right, your turn, buddy.
All right. This is what I call speed round.
Oh.
All right.
It's crazy, crazy.
So you... Why isn't my phone charging?
I don't recognize this device.
Sounds like a tranny charging.
See, the tranny's going to call back, and she's going to find out where we live.
Good guy.
And she's going to kill you.
I hope not. Well...
He's in the front room.
I hope she killed me with her woman side.
The front room on the right.
Smacking me.
You might like it.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, so speed round. Ready?
Uh-huh.
This is a yes, no, or Willoughby. Those are the three things you're going to respond with.
Yes, no, Willoughby. Okay.
Okay. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Have you ever had your hand stuck in a milk carton?
Yes.
Is electricity a fantasy sex position of yours?
Will be.
Did Dave Grohl shit you out of his penis?
No.
What is a suburb of Lower North Shore of Sydney, Australia?
Cancer.
That's not one of the...
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Would you ever consider a threesome with a vacuum and Jewel Kilcher?
No.
Ice cream or cake?
Yes.
Is your favorite album Wasting Light?
Yes.
Have you ever gone down on a scientist?
You bastard. Yes.
Is science the devil?
No.
Did you make that t-shirt you're wearing?
Number five, no.
Can I buy it online?
Yes.
Is it less than $30?
Yes.
All right, congratulations. You survived speed round.
Thank you.
Woo!
All right, have you ever cheated on a pregnancy test?
Yes.
Good for you.
It was multiple choice, so.
It was either plus or minus.
No, it's C. Every answer is C. Just go down the line.
Nice. All right, I'm going to give you a bunch of words, and whatever pops into your head first, you say. Whatever word I say, you just what does it make you think of? The first thought to your mind.
Arizona.
Okay. Love letters to prisoners.
Annie.
Condom clouds.
Condom clouds.
Mm-hmm.
iPhone.
Zumba.
Pregnancy test.
Hotlines.
15-year-olds calling midnight.
Doorknobs.
Handjobs.
Alcoholic whipped cream.
Non-alcoholic chocolate.
Lead pens.
Fun for all.
Ceiling basement.
Chinese window.
Window wall.
Cat baloney.
Trophies.
Pants.
Marriage.
Oh, sex.
Tough one. HIV.
Phone calls.
Nice. AOL.
Welcome.
Dial-up.
Sorry, excuse for internet.
Driveways.
Parkways.
Dad's penis.
My creation.
That's that song I had in my head right now. My
Sharona?
Yeah. Sharona. My creation.
My creation.
I don't know why I had that in my head.
Good.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Any more questions?
No, you passed, man. Congrats.
That's it? Just one? You're lame. Come on.
Hey, I didn't have a lot of time. I was pissing myself on the train. Like,
well, listen, this is a radio show. We have guests. We have, obviously.
We have guests here.
We should ask them questions. Ask me. Pretend I'm a guest.
All right. When you grew up.
Go deep.
Going deep. When you grew up, did you want to be Michael Jordan?
Yes. I thought I was a hybrid of Muggsy Bogues and Michael Jordan when I was a kid.
I could see that.
I was very confident, and I was very athletic too, but I was very confident.
When you realized that you couldn't make it to the NBA, were you upset?
I thought I should become Dave Grohl.
Okay, once...
I found another idol. Someone who dropped out of high school and became a huge rock star.
If you could take over American Idol, who would be your co-host?
Living or dying?
Or dead.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean dying at this moment.
No, we'll do living, dying, and dead. How about that?
Okay.
Go with living.
All right, let's go with living. I think it would be, does she have to be in the music industry? Or he?
Nope.
Okay.
Could know nothing about music.
Anna Kournikova.
Okay. Living. Dying.
Dying. Betty White.
She's pretty alive. I'd get Muhammad Ali because he's pretty much dead.
Yeah, but she's getting old too.
Yep.
All right, no, you're right. I love Betty White. She's awesome. Actually, no, I would say Michael J. Fox.
You think he's dying?
He has Parkinson's.
Not everyone that has Parkinson's is dying. See, we're going to get a caller with Parkinson's, and he's going to rip the shit out of you.
Great. Well, guys, give us
347-884-9731. Anyone with Parkinson's can please call and tell Wally that you're not dying.
Yeah, please hate on me. And what was the last one? Dead, I guess.
Yeah, dead.
Kurt Cobain. That'd be kind of cool.
Why didn't I think of that?
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool, actually. What about you?
If I was on American Idol, living, dying, and dead.
Oh,
man. Jewel, living.
Okay.
All right. Dying, definitely Muhammad Ali. Because I want to see his Muppet propped up there and him pretend to punch things. And dead?
You mean Will Smith?
Will Smith is dead?
No, Muhammad Ali, the movie. The real guy, not the movie.
The cartoon.
Okay.
The Saturday morning cartoon.
I thought you meant like the Will Smith movie, Ali. Sorry. Okay.
No, definitely not. And dead? Hendrix.
Oh, that's a good one.
When he's on acid.
Yeah, but he said that when he was on acid, he wasn't really – he didn't like it.
That's why I want him as a judge on American Idol.
Hmm, interesting.
Because he's just going to be like, shit sucks, man.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't scream. He's more of a quiet guy. Like, yeah, man, you know, shit sucks. You know, I'm Jimi Hendrix.
And then after each contestant, he'll just play the national anthem.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So, not on the schedule, but, you know, going back to this past year, this is like kind of like a New Year's Eve show, but...
I guess. That's kind of funny, yeah.
Yeah.
Last time we did the show, I was in Miami, right? Yeah. Yeah, I was living in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
You still live in Boston. You never left because...
I don't ever leave.
Yeah.
I just travel.
You're cemented to Boston.
Cemented.
Cemented.
Semen train.
Semen got dry, yeah. But, yeah, and it was cool because we started the show via iPhone.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
We did.
And now we got, like, a full studio with four microphones. Three computers and a couple of phones and iPads and a whole bunch of wires that I think it's going to burn someday.
Definitely. The wires actually don't go to anything. They're just for show.
It's for show.
Yep. For show.
For show. But yeah, long way, man. I guess, you know, that's kind of funny, interesting. Now that I, you know, I never really reminisce about it because we're constantly busy working.
Right.
I mean, you know, we both have jobs, and you're trying to do, you're producing or co-producing music. Which, talk about that, because plug yourself. I mean, you haven't plugged yourself on this show.
I haven't. I don't like to plug myself unless I've been plugged.
Yeah.
I return the favor, usually. But, yeah, I'm also, in addition to this radio show, I'm also producing dance music. And, yep, if you don't know dance music, that's what it sounds like. Just like that. Even with laugh. But it's
laugh in the background.
It's super challenging, but super fun at the same time. It's something I've always wanted to do. But I don't know if there's a butt in there. I just threw one. But we have a song in iTunes right now. One of our singers, the very lovely Brittany from Texas, she sang on one of our tracks. It's on iTunes. Digital Cashmere. My Own Way is that the actual song. So check it out. It's one of our very first songs. I just kind of threw it out there. And I actually had someone in the studio the other day by the name of Lydia. She's super talented vocalist. And the track that we're working on now is actually, it's going to be amazing. We're actually sending it off to a label. Dub Assembly is the actual label in Texas. And what they do is they do dubstep and electro dub and stuff like that, which is kind of our genre. So we're sending that song off to them, and who knows, you know, it could turn out great. So,
well, somebody knows.
Somebody knows what I'm talking about, but Wally's just kind of lost in this, but.
You should give me a map.
I will. I'll give you the electronic dance music map.
Give me a dubstep map.
I will. It'll just go like this. Boom.
Make sure it has lights, because I follow lights very, very well.
I heard.
So.
Especially red lights.
Yes.
And cops.
Yeah. So obviously, we're, you know, it's good. You know, it sucks that we don't do this show more often, and people are always asking, especially like our extreme followers. They're always asking, "Oh my God, how come you guys don't do a show like 3 times a week, 4 times a week?" Dude, it's
every day.
At one point, yeah. But it also, it's hard too, you know, because you know we have jobs and stuff and other creative branches. So
it's true, it is tough, and it's fun at the same time. But I mean, I want to say thank you for to our 6,000 listeners.
Yeah, we
got listens.
6,300.
6,300 listens. I don't know whether it was just you doing it 6,000 times.
Yeah,
and then the other 300 would just kind of tuning in. But thank you very much, guys, and to tuning into the show and taking the good with the bad. And if you hated us and you loved us, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to judge, but 6,300 is a lot.
Yeah.
For two idiots that just kind of created a show out of thin air, it's pretty impressive.
Well, college-educated idiots.
Collagen-injected.
Yeah.
College-educated.
Just walked inside a college-educated.
That's right.
Idiots, pretty much.
Chalkboard.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, and our show is random. You know, it's not, you know, we don't have a panel of writers.
Nope.
You know, it's just random shit. And
most of the time it's running from our respective jobs and saying, all right, dude, here we go. This is what we're doing. It's like, all right, go with it.
And we do have a lot of, you know, bad sound checks sometimes.
We have a lot of issues.
We're like a punk rock radio show.
That's a good way to put it. It's a punk rock radio show. Shit doesn't work all the time. And when it does, it's great. If it doesn't, we're always swearing at it. And
who cares?
It just happens.
Yeah.
It's technology. We don't have the best, but we try.
So is also, we are also trying to... Fish and I are going to try and create some music together.
That's right. We're going to – The Hurt.
Yep.
They're actually
going
to have their first release in a few weeks.
Single, yep.
It's going to be good. Wally's going to be doing drums, and I'll be doing guitar and vocals. And we'll try to figure out the bass part, but, you know, it'll be like Local H. Do you remember them?
Yeah, from Local.
Yeah, Local H.
I don't know who they are.
It was only a two-man band, and the guy had a guitar that was actually a bass guitar, too.
Well, I mean, this I look at it this way. It's a good demo. And, of course, you know, we can always have bass players and another backup guitarist later on. So it's just a demo and just something fun to do.
All right. And I want to say goodbye to our live listeners. Thanks for tuning in. We've got 10 seconds left, and thank you so much for listening. And check us out on iTunes the rest of the show.
Yeah, we're going to go to podcast now. So
good night. All right.
We are now...
podcasted. That's right. Five. Correct. I knew we should have done 20 minutes, 120.
Well, we still have an hour left, right?
Right. We have an hour, but it would have been nice to keep it live.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, well, what can you do?
Yeah.
I didn't know Terry was going to talk for 30.
Well, you know, it is what it is. That's a radio show.
It's good.
Showbiz, showbiz, baby, showbiz.
Showbiz.
Show me the money.
Live it up, my words. All right, so now we can say stuff and not have people offended live.
Yeah, fuck them. Fuck all of them. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, because they're going to hear it and they're going to call back next show and then curse me out, probably.
That would be amazing.
That would be great. But
amazing.
Yeah, but this will be fun. You know, it's always fun to get some creative stuff going out and, you know, whatever.
Yep.
I'm trying to write a novel. Do you know that?
You did mention that, so plug it. Plug your idea.
Well, it's a novel. I really don't want to talk about it until I finish it, really. I mean,
Just don't talk about it. Ever.
It's a dark comedy.
Stop.
That's it. I'm just going to say this. It's a dark comedy, and it's good. It's a good twist at the end, too. I love good twists.
I love Twister.
I love Twistlers.
Twistless.
Yeah. But awesome, man. Anniversary, huh? Fucking cool. Yeah.
Fucking A, man.
Fucking awesome.
I yeah.
You know, when I used to live in the Caribbean,
mm-hmm.
I used to boogie board.
Boogie bird?
Boogie bird. Boogie board a lot. Because of my height, symmetrically. It makes me feel like I'm on a real... surfboard.
That's huge. That's awesome. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, I love it. It's pretty cool.
Nice.
Did you know that I know like Terry did headlines earlier, but there's some headlines I was reading earlier and he didn't mention it because we have the exclusive right here and I don't know why I'm talking like this.
We have the behind the scenes.
But there was a painting from Pablo Picasso, and it was sold for $200 million. Now, the painting is very small, and it was reported that he used to paint to midgets. He had an obsession to paint for midgets.
So paint for midgets?
Paint for midgets.
Like four of them, like the number four.
No, for the F-O-R.
Oh, he had midgets that he painted for.
Yes, and he would paint these small little pictures for them, and which, ironically, we call them postcards now. But
he painted a postcard.
But he's the one who started the postcard. This is a very in-depth reporting, I found out.
That was intense, man. That was the most intense news reporting I think I've ever heard.
Thank you.
I could go on Telemundo.
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 I love that channel. What's it on? What language?
Disney. Speaking of Walt Disney, I hear he farted today. It's the first sign of his frozen state since he died.
Well, is that fart going to thaw him out?
No, it stays inside the ice.
Interesting. How does that work? Well, it's methane gas, right?
Methane. So if it builds up over time, it could actually burst the ice cube that he's in, sending Walt Disney, I don't know, back in time, possibly.
That's interesting.
Yeah, scientists haven't figured out what it's going to do yet, but they're closely monitoring it. And the price of gasoline skyrocketed 10 cents in the opposite direction.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Why? I don't get it. Why 10 cents?
Why not?
Interesting. Cool. Yeah. Well, you're a big movie buff, right? I mean, like me, myself.
I'm not a buff. I don't go to the gym anymore.
You're right. You're just a movie guy.
I like movies.
You're a movie skin.
I like skin.
Skinny. Movie. But there was some stuff we found earlier. Wasn't it like some Braveheart behind the scenes? Like there's a Blu-ray DVD and it's beautiful and it shows you all these great behind the scenes stuff. They do a great job, by the way. But what's wrong with the sound?
I don't know. I think you just cut out. But either way, I'm gonna bring up the behind the scenes, okay. and here we go.
So what we're looking for up in there is the gold.
What's the gold you're looking for, lad?
I'm looking for all the gold that the Norsemen left over there in the 18th century.
There's about 2 paces of them.
Now we're looking Irish, aren't we? We're actually Scottish.
We are Scottish.
We are Scottish. But we're not talking Scottish, are we?
I am William Wallace.
It's more of a Scottish-Irish accent. Before we continue, I just have to get something out of the way.
Please do.
Your family stole a goat from my family back in 1834. What are you going to do to replace that back now? In 2012.
Your family took over our mountains for the rest of our lives. For the rest of our lives.
The mountains,
all of our
mountains that we claimed.
No.
From the war.
We no longer have mountains. We no longer have highlands because you stole.
We didn't
all
steal
of highlands.
We didn't steal shite.
We
took it from you
highlands.
Personally.
With what? With what, lad?
Swords. And gun. And semen.
You don't believe in semen.
Wow. That was intense. Can't hear me?
Yeah. You just sound weird. Oh, it's me. What's up with the microphone?
You turned it off.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, you just figure out how to use a microphone and a headset.
Yeah, that was behind the scenes stuff of Braveheart that no one has ever seen or heard. Actually, well, you can't really see it because it's on our side, but it's behind the scenes stuff, verbal stuff.
Verbal behind the scenes.
Audio.
Verbal behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. You know, we're pretty excited that we've reached 1 year, and obviously we have some messages from Twitter, which is kind of cool. Some people tweeted us and also left us some messages on voicemail,
yeah.
Which is kind of funny.
Well, go to tweet first. Let's do the paper tweets.
Let's go to the tweets. This is from @NickAtNight. Not that guy at Nick at Night. That's his name. Weird.
Not that guy, Nick at Night, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Well, he said, guys, thank you for lending me your voice. It is very deep. It's very special. It's beautiful. But I really think you guys are not white or Spanish. That's all he said. I didn't get it.
Yeah. Some of our two tweets are terrible.
Well, you know, it's funny because we have a random show. We attract random people. So.
We do.
Which is cool. I mean,
how about this tweet from at scarlet.poop. Why am I hearing an echo? This is terrible.
Yeah. It's yours.
Because your mic is really high.
Is it high?
Yeah, high.
It's the only thing that's high. Hey-o.
Hey-o.
So what about right now?
How about that? That's better. Yeah. At Scarlet Poop. That's kind of the stupid Twitter name.
Is it?
It said, Fish and Wally, thanks for 1 year, and I stole your identity. Ha 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 ha.
What a bitch.
Scarlet.
Son of a bitch.
Son of a hoe.
Son of a hoe. Well, good for her, though. She finally stole my identity.
Finally.
Somebody needed
I've been
to.
Waiting for someone to steal it. It's good.
Well, it's been a while since someone stole my virginity, so I was kind of hoping someone would steal my identity.
Steal my identity.
So, cool. Good for her. We were so, you know what? I was, I forgot. I wanted to give away pizza.
Oh, that's right. We were going to give away a free pizza tonight on the air, but
yeah.
We missed that opportunity.
Yeah.
Now it's pointless because someone will be in the car listening to that. They'll be like, I'll get the free pizza. Like, no.
No, sorry.
Actually.
That sucks. But we have some voicemails, though, I think, right?
Yeah. I mean, we had some last year. I remember, like, I still have them recorded, but I don't want to bore people with stuff from last year. But we have some anniversary ones we can actually kind of send out to everybody. So let me load those up. And
if the audio gets funky, I apologize. Skype has just been really terrible lately. Come bless yous.
I'm a Reaper. Happy anniversary.
Sounds like a Care Bear.
Was it a Care Bear?
Hi, Ralph Menstenowitz here. Are you in the market for a new car? Then come down to shitloadsofcars.com. We got a cuckload.
Wait, way to plug your website guy.
Oh boy, oh boy. Another year of the Fish and Wally Show. Suck my bull.
It's very nice of him. I will suck his ball.
You guys suck dick for money.
Well, that's kind of true.
Ah, this is Clem Jiminy. I just threw in some Texas soda. And I just want to say happy anniversary to you guys. You guys are doing a great job. And come on down to my fisting party. It's good times.
Yeah?
Yeah. Still an asshole.
Yeah, fucker.
Yo, this is Danny from Southie. Remember my ass?
Yeah, I remember you.
Yeah, I moved to North Andover, and guess what? You guys still suck.
Why did he move to the North End? Why does he keep calling himself, I'm from Southie?
Because once you don't leave, once you leave Southie, you just never leave Southie.
What a tool.
Definitely.
He must be Indian.
Indian. Oh, boy.
Native American.
Oh, okay. Got it.
That actually doesn't make it better.
No, definitely not.
Well, I'm not really trying to offend anybody.
Not now.
Not at all, no.
You can't offend people on the podcast, man.
No. But, are we supposed to... We're supposed to call someone. Oh, yeah. Duh, dude. Supposed to call, we have another interview, a surprise guest.
Oh, we do. This is the surprise guest of the night.
Well, there's two of them. But the surprise guest, you know who he is, right?
Oh, no. He's back, isn't he?
No.
Oh, that one? Let me see. Who's that surprise guest?
That's his number right there. We're supposed to call him in.
All right. We'll give him a call.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
Is my microphone not working? Oh, it is. Okay.
It's working.
All right. We'll give him a call up.
We're professionals. Come on. Now, microphones always work.
Yes. Technology always works on this show. I mean, we don't ever have any weird sounds or...
Actually, I don't even know what happened in the beginning with the phone thing, but it happened.
It did. It sounded like robots.
All right, we're going to – let me call him on this phone first and see if he's on. Hold on, because we put him on hold before. Hold on. So, all right, pardon me for a sec. Fish, you keep talking, like the first show. I'm going to talk to this guy. I'll be right back.
Okay. Hey, so In other news, yeah, that's how awkward it was the first time I tried on radio. It was just, I didn't know what to say. It was terrible.
Okay, Fish, he's ready.
Oh, here you are. Hey.
Hey, buddy. Yeah. That was awful, by the way.
It was terrible.
Okay, he's ready to go. All
right.
So
who's our guest?
Well, folks, we have Harry, the hamster clown.
What's a hamster clown?
I don't know. He just made that up. He would thought that it would get him.
I don't know what the hell a hamster clown is.
Yeah, you're right. What Harry? What is a hamster? I was gonna say crown. Clown. What's a hamster clown, buddy?
Well, I don't even know what the hell you're talking about. You're just stupid, stupid man. Sitting in shorts and socks. It is stupid. Hamster clown. I'm from Hamster, Maryland. Okay. Stupid. And I'm a clown of 23 years. Any more questions for me?
Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't know you were pissed off.
I'm always pissed off, buddy.
You need another drink?
I need a hug. But when I hug you, I want to hug you from behind.
That would be kind of not funny for a clown to do. You think about it?
I'll show you funny.
So how long have you been? Oh, you've been a clown for 23 years, huh?
Where'd you hear that from?
Years.
I didn't tell you that.
To show you said that, you clown. Do you get pissed off when people call you a clown?
Clown.
Do you get pissed off when people call you a clown?
Only when I'm in character.
If you're not in character,
I get pissed off.
Have you ever gone to university or for clowns?
I went to the University of Hard Knocks, you asshead. I had a hard life. My dad used to punch me in the neck.
Jay-Z?
Like Jay-Z.
Hard Knocks?
I'm going to piss on you later.
I hope so. I need a good pissing. Does it piss you off that you always wear a red nose?
Have you ever taken a dump on your bed?
No, not yet.
And that's the answer to my question.
No, thank you, Harry. Now, we all, like... Do you
what's that smell coming from your ass? Is that shit?
It has to be. I hope so. I hope nothing else smells from
that
my ass. Like I said, I hope nothing else is coming from my ass.
Smells like cum shit.
I don't know what that is. Never had it before.
Shut up. Stop talking to me.
Fish, you scared of him? Why aren't you asking him any questions?
Dude, I am so scared of this dude right now. He has, like, his pants around his ankles. Pants around the ankles. And he's in all sorts of weird makeup. It kind of looks like Insane Clown Posse.
Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, cool.
Hello. This is
your father. I think this is when the show dies.
No, but it's fine. Go back to the other sound. I think you're getting clown matches. Yeah, like that. That sounds good. Okay. Sounds good. So, Harry.
Hello.
Harry?
What do you want?
Do you come from a family of clowns? Fish, I'll do the interviews because you're kind of scared.
Do you
come from a family of clouds? Clowns.
Is it clouds or clowns, you dick?
I am a dick, that's true. Clowns.
I heard you wanted to punch a tranny earlier.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Why? Do you want him to?
I used to punch trannies all the time. Back in 1972, I punched 5 in a row.
So you're saying if I punch trannies, I will become you?
Yes. You don't want to become me. My life sucks.
Oh, God. Okay, sounds good. Now, we all know that you know, about your parties and you make people happy at parties and all that stuff. But what really happens when the makeup comes off?
Well, there's orgies, drug abuse, fisting animals,
All the shit that would scare the bejesus out of children. I once gave head to a horse. He blew his load all over my face. And it was great. Are you going to pass me that drink or what?
Harry, you could drink all you want, man. Just drink as much as you want, seriously. Fish is obviously scared of you. I'm not. I don't, because I'm an asshole, too. So, fuck you.
Are you saying fuck you to me?
Yeah.
Do I have feedback on this microphone? Because I'm going to kick your ass. You guys suck at this job.
We do, I know. Now, last question, so you can go off and go fuck yourself and drink whatever you want to do. Men with big shoes have big dicks. How big is your dick?
How big is your dick? You want to compare dicks? Is that why I'm here? So we can have a dick show? Fuck you. Where's my drink? I used to beat the hell out of my cat. And listen, my deal is about to call me. Thanks for the booze. And go fuck yourselves. Both of you. Bye.
Wow. Good for him, young up.
Okay, that was probably the worst guest I think we've ever had.
No, we've had worse.
No, we have. Definitely.
Come back out of the corner there too, because you look like you were shitting your pants.
Ah, man, that was rough.
That was very, very rough.
And why isn't my phone charging again? God damn it!
I don't know. But this show is brought to you by Glove
and Good Skype Radio.
Also, is also known as a condom.
What's a condom?
Wear one, please. It will save your life.
I'll save your life.
Yeah, I hope so.
Cool. We got that robot thing going on with this microphone. God damn it.
That's just on your side. I don't hear it.
You don't hear it, so it's this computer. All right, next show, we'll figure this out.
I can't wait to get a show where we don't have any sound problems.
You know what it is? It's Windows. Windows sucks. Everything about a PC machine.
Well, then we should just close the Windows.
Yeah, let's close the Windows. Definitely.
It's cold outside anyway.
Fuck giraffes? Is that what you said?
Giraffes. All right, but we got one more interview, I think. I don't know if he's ready, but I can text him, see what happens. Have you? Oh, yeah. We have our special mystery guest. Let me try to fix this.
Yeah, it sucks. It's absolutely terrible. I can't hear anything.
My side.
All right, I'm going to do this. Ready? Hello?
No, can't hear you.
Okay.
Is your mic on?
My mic is off because I switched up.
There you go.
There we go. Is that better?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Call quality guide. How's my quality guide? All right, cool.
This is better. It's not.
Well, you're going off and on.
I am going off and on, aren't I? Anti-off, dog crap, and that. How about that? Hello. You got me? Am I better?
Yeah, you're good.
Am I better at this?
Oh, my God, you're so good. You are so good.
Thank you.
You're so much better than me.
All right, let's do this before the robot goes back on. And who's our last guest of the evening?
Oh, well, folks, we had him on our fourth episode, I believe, and he hasn't been on in a long time. I think he's waiting, but he's also very, very drunk, so we're not going to know what to expect from this guy.
Can't wait.
Yeah, I know, like always, right? Now, can he use this mic? Cause
I can set it up so he can, yeah, definitely.
Because I think because if he uses this mic, he's going to drop it. I have that feeling. He's like a very, like, I'm afraid to open the door. And our producers are holding him in the back right now.
I would definitely not hold him in the back.
Nope. Just saying.
Just saying. All right.
Drinking champagne.
Drinking champagne. All right. I can do that. All right, cool. All right, we'll go to that. All right, Brian.
I mean, we don't have to. We just give him the headset, but I think he's going to... Remember last time he had a headset, he kind of threw it. Just don't want to give him any more equipment that costs money. That's all. I'm just thinking ahead. If not, no problem. Why am I talking to myself? This is a segment of the show where I talk to myself. Well, hello there. I am a guy, and I once spoke in many, many languages.
All right. Yeah, you'll have to go ahead and bring him up, dude.
Go ahead and bring him up?
Bring him up.
To where?
Into the box, of course. I guess not. We'll just have to bring him in regularly.
Give him my headset. How about that?
Yeah, I don't care if he throws it. It'll be more entertaining.
Yeah, I guess. All right. So our big mystery guest we have Charlie Day, guys. How about that? We haven't had Charlie Day in almost a year, pretty much. Right? I think it's been a year. He's been here 4 months ago. We're trying to walk in here. So hurry up, buddy. Jesus Christ. I think he's pretty hammered. You gave him a lot of beers earlier. So, see what happens. See what he says. Do you think he's going to say anything good?
No.
Probably not.
Definitely not. He won't say anything good.
Well, we'll see what happens. Hold on. I'm going to give him the mic.
I'm
going to
give him the mic, Fish.
All right. All right, we got to let him in because he's still trapped. Is he here?
Hey!
Oh, boy. He's back, and he's wasted. Charlie, you got to turn that mic on. All right, here you go.
Remember last time I threw it at that? I really smashed it.
I hope you do.
I
hope you do.
I really smashed it.
Hey, Charlie, let me give you this one because it's smash proof. Definitely. Here, try this one, Charlie.
Hey! America! Hey, what's going on? It's me, Charlie Day. Is this here on the Fish and Wally Show? Where? Oh, I'm pretty wasted, pretty much. I don't even know what to say. Well, so I'm just wasted. I'm just gonna talk. Oh my God! So wasted. I'm just wasted. Fish! Wally! I'm back on the show, man. I'm back in it. Like, I don't even know. Like, I'm here. I'm trying to, like, give you, like, some kind of, like, conversation, America. But I don't really know what to say anymore. Like, I really feel like this is a tough job.
Charlie, so, who are you?
Well, your granddaughter, she's so hot. I love her, man. I love her.
I have a granddaughter? I didn't know this.
I have a time machine, and I gotta use my...
Charlie, you're pissing on the floor.
Should I piss just for you, buddy? I'm pissed. I just want you to see my cock.
And do not touch that champagne because you are way too wasted.
I hate it when people tell me not what to do.
I'm going to tell you not what to do, and then you're going to not do it.
Well, I don't like it.
So I was going to ask you questions about the new sunny season, but
I don't even know if you know who you are right now.
Yeah, I don't even know who you are anymore. I don't even know who you are. I don't know who Raleigh is. You guys are retarded. I just want to get out of here.
Oh, Charlie. This past season of Sunny, since I wasn't going to ask you any questions, I have to ask you now.
We're going to change the name to Darkie.
Who's changing their name to Darkie?
Yeah, the producers are calling it Darkie. They're like, oh, it's Darkie in Philadelphia. I'm like, I don't think it's going to work, but okay.
Oh, Charlie, how did you actually get here? Did you get here by cab?
Well, Walter paid for like a limo, so.
Oh, that's why. And you were driving around probably for like 4 hours. You were supposed to be here like an hour ago.
You slick of time.
You sounded like you would just get demolished by an alien.
What's an alien?
Oh!
What's an alien?
Oh, it's what happens when functionality breaks down. I think he passed out. Wally, what do you think? Should we wake him up and continue the interview?
Yeah, I'm going to take this myself.
Yeah.
He's out cold.
My chair broke. I couldn't believe that.
Oh, yeah, well. Yeah.
It's the Fish and Wally show.
We're going to leave him here. We're just going to leave him on the floor and just let him sleep.
We'll wake him up in like 6 hours. Or he'll wake up. Remember the last time he passed out and then he woke up and he was just so violent.
His pee and his vomit kind of mixed together.
Vomit pee.
At the end, yeah. Vomity.
Vomi.
Vomity
pee.
Pee vomit.
Pee on me, the vomit. But, Yeah.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, man. So, we're actually going to play a little music from our past life here. Actually, I'm going to play one classic caller. I don't know what this was for. Do you remember?
No, I have no idea.
I don't even know.
I don't even know what you're going to do.
Either.
Death to all humans. The Mayans were right.
That was the groundhog. That's right. I remember him. Oh, he was good. I forgot. I don't even actually know if you were actually on that show.
There's a lot of stuff that we, I guess, you know, we pre-recorded before doing the show.
Right.
A couple years ago, or a year ago.
So we're a long time ago. Anniversary now.
Oh.
I'm back from the future. Oh, boy. Okay. Gotcha. Oh, wait.
Yeah, what?
I remember this.
Tonight, on Unsolved Children's Puzzles, the Rubik's Cube turns deadly. After 15 years, the cube is still at large, responsible for countless confusion and pregnancy. Help us solve this puzzle tonight.
Yep, that's a good one.
Yeah.
But, Yeah.
Sound like shit.
Yeah, this the crap's hitting the poop.
But we switched microphones, that's weird.
I don't know. I think it's this computer. I don't know what it is.
But
we've never had problems with this.
But we switched microphones.
That shouldn't have that has nothing to do with it, man. Nothing to do with it. Yeah.
I have my own business now.
What is that?
It's at home.
What's your home business?
Well, I buy bottles and bottles of liquor in my room. And so now I have a full bar.
And you drink it.
And I drink it. But not only do I drink it, but I pay for it. Alright, for example, I get a Jack and Coke. And I have a tab on the wall, $6. Jack and Coke. So I pay that to my bank account. So that's my business. I'm paying for my own.
That is the worst business I've ever heard of.
No, because I'm getting money
overall that I'm also.
Oh, so you're actually your own business and your own sphere. It's tough, you know. It's the way of the.
It's kind of like a. It's like a savings, really.
And a checking account. It's more like a bank. Well, a drunk bank.
Yeah.
Just bank.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
I also have a new board game idea I'm kind of coming out with.
Oh, it's Twitter offline.
No, it's this board game. I have I want it for kids and parents to play. It's called Feel a Private Part.
Let's make a deal, but we're gonna deal private parts.
Well, it's more like like Feel My Private Part.
Wow. Okay. Cool.
It's a board game, it's in the dark. It's pretty cool. I like that.
That's good.
Yeah. Sounds good.
You sound good.
I'm also going to try and go back to blogging.
You know, when we first started this thing, you actually had a blog. And it was actually pretty funny.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. It was unique.
You're unique.
Unique
New York.
Yeah, yeah. I want to go back to it because there's a lot of funny stuff going on in the world. You know, there's like,
you're a funny guy.
Shut up! Don't blow.
Don't patronize me.
Don't blow smoke up my ass. Even though it feels good.
Wow, it's good stuff, man.
Hey, man, you sound good now.
Maybe that's the key. We have to go into another room. I'm in my other room. I'm not going to tell you what room I'm in, but I'm in my other room. Closet room.
Now you sound awful.
Now you sound awful, too.
I guess that's not the key.
Oh, that sucked. Okay.
You will never discover the key.
Why, you have the robot-y thing going down on your end?
Yeah.
Big time?
Big time. Big time. Yo, I'm Jamaican.
I don't have time for your big time. But, all right, man. Well, happy anniversary to this show, and thanks all for listening in tonight. It was...
Yeah, I mean, you know, I had a blast. I had a blast. I don't know about you, but
I blasted. I blasted my blast all over the place.
Good.
You have a whole list of people you want to thank, don't you?
Yes, I do. Well, you know, we both want to thank people. You know, we want to thank, like, every listener, every friend, every person that listened on and... Every mystery person.
All of our guests that we had in the past. And, I mean, we should name them all. That was impressive.
My neighbors are awesome. I want to thank them. And my grandfather, my grandmother. I just want to thank a whole bunch of people. My favorite exorcist. He's pretty cool. I want to thank my... I want to thank Dakota family. I want to thank Elizabeth Taylor. She was beautiful. She was gorgeous. I'm running out of time. And I can't thank anyone else.
Thank you. Man. Yeah, so thanks to all those people. That's your excellent. Thanks for listening in for one year. Let's make a 2-year anniversary next year.
Hello. Hello. Rolling and walking. walking.
God help us. All right, good night, good morning, and good afternoon.
Bye, lovers.
Stay safe, San Diego.
STC.
STC. That's right.